Good evening, everyone. This is April Cobb with Diversity and Equity in Education. And to my left or my right is
Denise Thomas Papillon with Diversity and Equity in Education. And we are back. We are back on schedule. This is our third Sunday in February, and we're just happy to be here. We are just grateful that our tech is working, and we just happy to be here this evening. April, how's the past couple of weeks have been for you?
Busy, definitely busy, but I will say that the current climate in education as a whole, public education as a whole, and the whole DEI as a whole has just made things a little bit more, I wouldn't say complex, because nothing complex could come out of that. It just have made it, for me, it's just been disappointing. I'll leave it at that. It's just been a bunch of disappointing possibilities that are going to create more hardships for individuals that necessarily were not aware that it was going to impact them in that way. So I'll just say that it's been a good weeks as far as that, but just the climate in education definitely has touched us here in Hillsborough County, just looking at a lot of the conversations that are happening in the various groups and the perspectives of individuals that had one thought from the beginning, now it's a new thought. I just say that to them, you should have thought a little bit more about your choice. That's all I can say. I respect your choice, but we're here.
Yeah, I agree. I already could see what's going to happen, and especially if they continue to do gut it the way they claim they're going to have it gutted. So and we were looking at just earlier this week, I was just looking at all the things that the Department of Education covers versus what it doesn't cover. And I think I reposted on one of my pages, but things that people don't seem to understand is, you know, it's just, oh, we don't like the teachers, or we don't like, the education, we're just going to revamp it. Well, to me, given the current population, the way people even think, and the fact that after elections, one of the most Googled things was tariff. And after Kendrick Lamar concert, the one thing that was Googled, number one thing that was Googled was 40 acres and a mule, okay? So what does that tell us? That, like, these things are not things that we had learned in school that should be just common knowledge, okay? But yet to dismantle the Department of Education, there are key things that people just don't know. Just talking to people basically about civics, about, you know, the three branches of the government, talking to people just about expelling. It's just amazing what people don't have. And then when you try to break it down to them and tell them, I say, you thought it was just about, well, I don't like a particular person or a particular race of people, but you're not realizing all the things that are being taken away. So we're just going to break down a little list here that we were able to secure. Hold on, now I'm going to switch over to my other page.
I just think a lot of individuals just made choices based upon emotions, and what that have demonstrated, the lack of emotional intelligence have made us become at a state that it became too personal. It should have never been so personal, where it became about a black and white scenario, not that personal. Yes. It should have been more about the collective of people and just mankind as a whole, versus just taking things so literal and personal. It's disheartening to know that some people wake up every day with their intent to just dismantle something just because it does not necessarily align with their beliefs and thoughts. And especially when a lot of them aren't doing the work that so many have done to put forth these various systems in place so that people are treated, you know, equitably.
Right.
And not just a black white thing. It's definitely not a black white thing. It's way beyond that.
Because in school, we teach all children. So, and then we know that every single child is different, but there are some kids that need more help than other children. But, you know, just to break down a little bit and talk about things, like, let me ask this question. You know, raise your hand if you know of, or you had a child or just a child in your class that has an IEP. Okay, that I can raise my hand multiple times.
And
because almost every class, every class. So what about 504 plans? What about a child that is deemed ESE? Okay. So all of that is ELL kids. Exactly. And I have that in my class as well. I actually have kids at ELL in English English language learners, right? Yes. But we used to call it ESOL, which was English for speakers of other languages, right?
Exactly.
So either, we love the alphabet soup over
alphabet
here.
Alphabet soup. We the best at
alphabet.
It.
We love. But you need to understand something. The kids that need a support, that's what the Department of Education protects. That's the first thing to do, protect students with disabilities. Now let's go even beyond the disabilities that you can't see, because those things we listed there are things that most of the time, it's a learning disorder, whatever. But what about kids who are actually in wheelchairs, kids who actually have physical disabilities, kids who actually may have, they have to go to speech therapy because they stutter, or kids who have, just all kinds of disabilities. So you're saying we don't need to help those kids. They better get in where they fit in like everybody else. They don't need any access. And if they can't be successful, well, we got places to put them.
Right. Right.
I need you to think deep. We're not going to verbalize it, but I want you to think about what they're going to do with those kids that can't go to college. They can't. That's your labor force. So remember, does your child have a 504? Does your child have an IEP? Does your child have they considered ESE? Think about all the things because that supports it, that's being dismantled. So that's just one. We're about to run through a few more for you, right? So along in those lines, that also means equal access to education. That's where the equity comes in. Is your child getting equitable and equal access to education? So now that means if you are taking funding away, what kind of books will your child have? We can run all the way back to the 50s where the black kids got all the horrible beat up books with missing pages, and other kids were getting books that are great. So.
And then we can even look at it from a lens of take the black and white out of it. Let's look at it up until what, the 70s, 80s, where more affluent schools got the newer books, and schools that were lacked out of that, they got the beat up books in the and even into the 90s, the school more affluent schools got the most updated technology and the non So look, we can align it to various populations versus just the black and white. So we want y'all to be clear, it's bigger than that. That's the foundation of it. That's the primary focus, but it's definitely bigger than that.
Correct. Remember a couple of years ago, it may have been just up to last year, if we were having that conversation, we sat there and we talked about a map. And we pulled out a map and said, here's where the F schools were in East Tampa, right? And we talked about the F schools and things like that. So now I want you to take in your mind, we're going to take the funding away even from the F schools. What's that going to look like? What is that going to look like? So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. And then looking at a lens from, even if we don't want to say F schools, let's just look at it from we look at a different lens by saying the low performance schools, the schools where the students demonstrate the least amount of students demonstrate academic growth.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we can look at it different ways, but the key thing is it impacts children as a whole. Bottom line. Mm-hmm. It impacts children. It's going to impact more children than the average could have considered.
Right.
I don't really think that, because in the average classroom nowadays, unfortunately, my experience, the majority of the students have some type of learning disability or have experienced learning gaps where they're at least 2 to 3 grade levels behind. And so on and so forth, to where, or you have ELLs or 504 IEPs. Like, so when you add all those numbers up together in one classroom, that leads to more than 50%.
Exactly.
So that should give individuals a better picture of the impact for just one classroom.
Yes.
Just one. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that is also in affluent schools.
Yes. Yeah.
They just have everywhere. Access to more resources where parents can go pay for X amount of whatever it is that they need in order to meet those voids, or should I say deficits.
Yes. Correct. Because I mean, I have a class right now where they added 5 more kids and there's a class already packed, and half of the class is on some kind of plan. So, and I have no support. So just understand, on days where the behavior is just so out of control, you're just like, can I even get started with the lesson? Because we are so far behind. I have one kid who's actually 7 grade levels behind. That's how far, or how low down he is. And I'm just like, wow. And it makes sense that, you know, every day is a bad day. There's never a good day for this child, you know? So let's also talk about things like the physical structure. If you're removing, keep in mind, a school is a building. It needs maintenance. As we all know, every single teacher out there who comes into a hot classroom every single year, except the, you know, certain schools. But we need the physical structure. So now when that money also is taken away, is your child going to suffer through a hot classroom for 10 and a half months during the school year? Or do they have what they need to restore? Right now we have bathroom problems. And we got plumbing problems. We got all kind of problems. Our school was built in the 60s. So what's going to happen when we can't really fix anything, or we keep getting, we contract out the cheapest contractor to fix stuff that keeps on having a continuous same problem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So people are not taking that into consideration. It's a building. Remember, we worked at a building that we felt was a sick school. Everybody used to get sick at that school. And we're trying to figure out, why is it that? But the building was built. It's a historical building from the 1920s. So we know the piping had to still be cast iron.
Look, and we can't prove it, but we know two individuals that passed away.
Passed away. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And the spores on the lungs, but.
Mm-hmm. But you know exactly.
Both individuals. So, you know, both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's exactly. Immune system is not capable of fighting that off. And the position is of their spaces where they were in that building. Yeah. Yeah.
We know. So again, we haven't even talked about the other stuff. All we focus on is the three right now, which deals with children's ability, the disability, and the physical building. And then, of course, funding, right? Okay. Now, the Department of Education also does, they hold things accountable. They oversee. So they oversee the type of instruction kids get. They oversee the civil rights laws are being followed. They prevent fraud in higher education. Like, this, you know, with the scam colleges, the type of colleges don't have accreditation, things like that. You're just letting people just run wild right now. Just run wild. If those policies and practices are removed, what is it going to look? Anybody can call themselves a doctor. Anybody can call themselves an educator. And the kids can receive the bottom basic education. And you know what we see it is when kids are going off to college, you're noticing now a lot more kids are taking remedial classes. College used to be a 4-year or 3.5-year program. Now kids are going back in there and take, like, it's literally they start in high school over again because they haven't mastered the math concepts. They haven't mastered the reading. They haven't mastered the science. So when those protections are taken away, what is it going to look like? And again, they're trying to talk about if we remove DEI, we're going up according to merit. Well, according to merit, a lot of people ain't got the common sense to teach a frog how to hop.
I can't.
Right.
Right. To the side. Yeah, like, what?
I mean, you know, it's the same thing as I saw a post the other day that said, you know, they looked at the halftime show. They're so upset and insulted because all he had was black dancers. Well, according to, if you strip a DEI away, well, the only people with marriage are the ones that could dance are black people. So, I mean, just.
I'm so done with you. Look, that's an invalid statement nowadays, because TikTok has created a wealth. A melting pot of cultures and races that can do it all.
Like, I know.
I'd be mesmerized by it. Like that little four-year-old or 5-year-old that's doing the dance. Where them there? I'm like, little girl, you even got a hip and you slanging. I'm like, and I can't even do it.
Right. Right. But that was a political statement anyway. I mean, basically he was making a statement, but I get what it was saying. It's like, I mean, you want to do things based on merit. Let's be real. So, I mean, it's scary to think that what is going to happen with the children once all these things are going away. And then I haven't even brought up things like kids who need medicines, kid who needs you know, care from the nurses. You know, there's some kids who have to go to the nurse every single day. They may have to take like asthma medication or whatever medication.
Diabetes medication.
Yeah, they need stuff.
All of that. All of that.
Right. And you're not, and people are not thinking about that. And then educational research. That's what they support, educational research. So they are able to help kids by coming up with different incentives, different ways to teaching methods, different, all those things like that, right? And all of this has a global impact on our children. If you send your children out into the world with well-rounded, that's how we used to say back in the day, well-rounded, they can truly function in a multicultural, extremely diverse world. But again, when you take these things away, or you strip it down, and you say this is not even a department that matters. I mean, it's not about us; it's about the future.
Right. Without question,
that's the thing. It is about the future, and we have to say, what are we doing to our future? What are we doing to the youth of the future? And you know what amazed me more than anything? This is what amazed me: the fact that we want to destroy the Department of Education, but we still can't pass a law to stop gun violence in schools.
And the increase in vaping that's happening at the school,
yes,
at the middle and elementary level. Yeah, that is, I mean, maybe it's just certain schools, but that's on an all-time high. Like, I'm hearing that from even the affluent schools, like the vaping is real. Like, kids are just, and it becomes, in the inner city, we know in most cases the mom and pop stores don't look like the community, to where they just make the dollar and send kids on their way.
Yeah, they're still, because the stuff smells like candy, and they have the colorful packaging and all that. Like,
it looks like it's a toy.
Right, looks like, right. And then so you have all these kids, and you're right, because we have high instances of that at our school as well. And it's like, well, it's one of those things
now. It would be interesting to know the data that's associated with it. I know the referrals. I'm not sure if they're, because I haven't seen one in a while. Mm-hmm. If it actually says like vaping or cigarettes or something like that on the
referral.
Controlled substance.
Mm-hmm. It'll say controlled substance. Yeah,
I wonder if that's actually on the referral, so that data could be captured to be able to see how, what the increase really has been in our district over the last year. Actually, how long have we been in school? 5 months?
I think are we in school 5 months now? So I think we about 6 months now.
What, August, September? August. Yeah, 6 months. Yeah.
And you have, and you're right, because you have the same kids being busted for the same thing over and over and over again. Of course, it's addictive. And you know, you want children being addicted to something like that, because then, of course, the pathway, it can lead to so much other stuff if they don't stop that now. But then, like, just like you said, how are they getting access to it in the neighborhoods? Depending on what neighborhood they're in, some of them are easy to get access to. I've actually seen kids walk across the street.
Yeah, if it's at more noticeable at other schools or documented at other schools than inner city schools than other schools, I should say. So that would be interesting to know.
Yes, exactly. So how does this leads me to this question too? Of course, now going back over, how does Black History Month look and feel right now in school?
Well, it look and feel the same at my school site, because we didn't alter what we already had planned. It looked very similar to what we did last year, with some additional pieces to it. So we were fine. I think in most cases, the schools are doing what they would normally do, unless they have that one parent that makes a think about it to where it's something that is not, then it leads to, now you can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. I think that's where it kind of goes, because the kids really enjoy learning about the various people, engaging in the various activities. So I really believe that a lot of times it's not children. It is not children. It's not.
Because kids are excited. I can tell you, we took out those little heads, the mannequin heads, and they were so interested in the braiding the hair and learning about the you know, just how people got to certain places in the world and why the world looks the way it does because of the constant movement of people, and not just African people, but people from India, people from Asia, people from all over the world. And learning about it, and that's the thing, you're absolutely right. It's not, because ours doesn't really look different either, right? We still have all our displays and things like that up. But what we're noticing is, with the exception of probably certain areas where they have to take the books away, the kids are excited about it. The kids want to learn. The kids are curious. It's like, what's that? Like I put up on I had a Harlem display on one side of the room, and the kids were like, "Hey, what's that? Where that dress came from? Okay, what do you do with that?" And they loved it, and everyone wanted to find out. And then we do the little snippets. Like, let me tell you, just throw out their parents, everybody who listening, look. There is something on YouTube called 2 Minutes in Black History. Check it out, okay? It's just 2 minutes, just two. You can learn so much history.
Very impactful,
in two minutes. Two minutes, and it's like it's not a dance video. It's not. I mean, it's real quick. You can find out everything about Black Panther Party, Henrietta Lacks, Robert Small. I mean, it doesn't matter. They have hundreds of videos, and just go check that out.
I wonder if we did DEI for Henrietta Lacks Blood. Where we would be.
Right.
Where will
now
we
that's
be?
A take flight moment.
That's a
take flight. That's
snatch
what
it. Snatch it.
Snatch them.
Snatch the blood back.
Snatch it. So I'm so glad you said it, April. So let's inform, educate the people, the masses, all right? Because I just finished reading that book about the immortal life of Henrietta Lacks. And let me tell you something. Without this woman, the HeLa cell, okay?
That's correct.
They would not be research on HIV and AIDS, cancer research, research on, polio viruses, everything. This woman's cells were undying. They call it the immortal cell. And they stole her cells illegally.
Say that word again. They did what?
They stole herself unethically and illegally, okay? And her family didn't even know until some people in her family were tested. And then all of a sudden they were like, "You didn't really? This? Did you know that we're using these cells for research?" No one told them. This family could. Now imagine if this family had access to that and was able to benefit from that. That's generational wealth.
Monetarily benefit from it. Let's add it.
Monetarily. They would have been billionaires with a capital B. Capital B. Because this woman's cells are alive today. They still replicate. And this family would have benefited. So you would have brought an entire community up with this if they had only paid. But they're so accustomed to stealing. Because just another thing about stealing too, the Black Panther Party for self-defense was the one who started the feeding program for children that the government looked at, even though they called them a terrorist organization, the government looked at them and said, "Hey, that's a good idea. Maybe we should roll out some free breakfast for the children there." The 1960s, I'm going to give you October 15th, 1966 when they started. And now they want to take away the school lunch. Just the rollback.
It's going to be so many, like that's scary within itself, the amount of children that's going to go without food opportunities at school, which is sometimes the most weighted meal that they get on a day-to-day basis.
Imagine some of them on the weekends. Friday, they'll be Friday, they'll, like you see kids who normally will give you hell all week long. They give me the biggest hug on Friday because they know, you know what? This is my last moment of peace before the weekend. Bye, see you later. I even give them a little bag of snacks. My snack jar always need replenishing, just throwing that out there. But I'm always, because there's kids who know that this meal is the meal I had. I might not get a whole lot between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I can't wait to get, they're the first one in line in the cafeteria. That should tell you something. But you want to take away from the least? We're supposed to protect the least of us. That's in the Bible.
That's correct.
So here we are snatching things away. And but what, let me tell you something. The thing that is most interesting to me is that the poorest red states are the ones that voted against their own self-interest. The poorest states. Some of them are waking up right now and realizing, wait a minute, what?
I wish I had pulled that documentation from a teacher, a principal and I want to say it was Texas. That she was being interviewed because of the new possibilities of the Department of Education is going to. You wasn't Kentucky then?
I don't want to say the state wrong, but I know it was definitely a southern or Midwest state.
Okay? Yes, and she basically was saying the choice that she's concerned because what she voted for was not this. And it was to be the betterment of America as a whole, but not to create such divisiveness to where it was going to put children more at risk than where they already are living in poverty on a day-to-day basis. And I was like, because it was packaged well. It was packaged. Mm-hmm. Most didn't understand what that meant. And most were being told that Project 2025 was not real.
Right. But yet they're rolling out every single thing. I mean, they're going chapter and verse in that thing. That's the thing. If you want to hide something from someone, put it in a book. And put things in a book. I tell you, people will not crack it open and try to read it for themselves. They will not try. And then they're all shocked and surprised because they happen. Farmers are suffering right now.
Yes,
they're getting ready to lose entire crops. And what's that going to do to the price of food? So you're getting ready to immigrate. Yeah.
Why is the eggs the problem? I'm so confused about the eggs.
Because of this chicken flu. But let me explain something to you real quick. How come the eggs are the problem? How come I went to IHOP and still got an $8.99 breakfast?
I'm trying, but I thought the flu, the chicken flu, and I'm no scientist, was because of what's on the outside of the egg, not what's on the inside of it, like a contamination thing. So I'm so confused about that, but that still does not explain the increase in the price of the egg. They can still lay it up, right?
I'm about to go in Ybor City right now and catch me them two yellow ones. There's some two yellow chickens riding around the property around here, and they got a big red rooster. But let me tell you something, he's gonna be mine in a minute. I'm gonna slide up on him real quiet, like just like, come on, get in this car. Because I'm telling you, this just no. I'm building me a quick chicken coop in a minute. You know I'm from the Caribbean. I'm gonna build me a chicken coop.
Oh my god. That's hilarious.
Because that's what it looked like it's gonna be, because I'm not understanding how. You know, things are just so basically okay. Basically, how I see it is they're not creating a middle class. Middle class doesn't exist anymore. They're just creating something to where it's a great wealth disparity between the rich and, in fact, I'm gonna say it like this: the haves and the have-nots. Let's say it that way. Forget even rich and poor. Is you gonna either have it or you gonna not have it? And I got to say, at least grateful for. The fact that some people don't understand that this country still has a constitution. I mean, I know that homeboy who's sitting next to the people in the White House thinks that he's still living in apartheid in the 1990s. But in this country, we have something called a constitution. And so the fact that you're offended that judges can actually kick back all these executive orders, because guess what? They don't align with the constitution. You can executive order all day long. But if that's not part of the Constitution, it ain't happening. So that at least gives me a modicum of peace when it comes to some of these policies that are being framed, because you still have to abide by the constitutional law. So that, but this level of crazy coming out of here, I don't know what's next. I just don't know what's next.
Right. And the key thing is we won't know, because it's being created as they go.
Yes. Was it fly the plane?
Discussion. Look, before I forget about it. So there's a lot of chatter around the meeting that just was held with the billionaire car developer of Tesla and our current president and the small child that was in the room.
Yes. Yeah.
And how he was engaging with our current president, and how the language that he was using towards the president and the facial expressions and all of that. Imagine if that was Lil Darian in the room with Obama.
See? Right. That's entitlement at its greatest. What member?
And then it goes even further to say, what was the purpose in that? And then we tried to make to identify the similarities between when it happened with the Kennedy and his son.
Well, there's no comparison.
No, totally different.
No. Because first of all, that child is not the president's child. In fact, the president actually looked like he was annoyed as crap at that child.
Yeah, like the face was. I'm like, what, sir? But what are we doing here?
When the baby said,
right, and shut your mouth. I was like, wait, what?
First of all, children repeat whatever they hear. He didn't wake up at 4 and decide to say, I'm going to make a political statement. He didn't do that. At 4, he said, I'm going to repeat what I heard, and I'm going to say it to your face, because that's what daddy wants to say to your face.
That's scary, though. Like, what are we doing here? You got people that's engaged with the Department of Treasury that we don't even know what's going on.
And they're in their 20s. And apparently, what I found out recently is that the page that they set up is easy to hack. So you could go hack in there and go find everybody's information.
Oh,
it's
God.
Super easy to hack. But the other thing is, I'm tipsy like this. Mentally, I'm thinking, for somebody who's considered a bad parent, you always got that one little 4-year-old around all the time. Is it for protection? Just think deeply about that. Because why would you? Because there's a lot of people who don't like you. So maybe it could be that. I don't know.
Well, nowadays, people don't care anything about that nowadays. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. They don't. You got the amount of enemies that's being created. It's scary. Like, it creates such a high anxiety to know that you never know how people are going to engage with you just outside today. Because it's just like the divisiveness. It's just insane. People are angry about everything that's going on just out there in the world. And then for people to bring unwarranted additional trauma and stressors to their lives, you never know when a person's going to just snap. Like,
exactly.
Leave people alone. Go find something else to do with your time. Like, I don't get involved with road rage. I pull over and get out the way. You know, I don't drive fast anyway.
Yeah.
When people be right. scared, look, let me move over and let you go on wherever you go. Get out the way.
I prefer to let you get ahead of me. If you are that upset, you need to be there. Let me pull over and let you speed past. Because honestly, I'm gonna get there anyway. In fact, if I'm late, I'm just gonna stop at Starbucks and get me a little something to snack on. I'm not rushing. I want to make sure that you get where you got to go. And that's the thing. Along the same lines as that, people all seem to understand. Listen, folks who want to continue this racist mentality. This generation of kids is not the generation that your grandpappy told you about. This generation, please don't get your kicked because grandpappy told you that you could treat black people any way you want to. This generation will drag you out the car. This generation, I saw stole some Klan robes.
It ain't even ours. It's the ones right behind us.
They
cray cray. They want to fight like anything anyway. They fight us. Even if they can't fight, they'll draw a fight.
They gonna fight. They angry. You saw the one in Lincoln Heights, the ones who stole a Klan robe and was running around the streets with it. I was, yes.
That's insanity. That's insanity,
Because.
not even understanding the energy that could transfer from that foolishness.
But no. What it was is that the Klan came into their community and tried to threaten them, and they decided you ain't gonna come around here. We're gonna snatch all your stuff and send you running back. And then how you a white supremacist and got ran off by some cans? Then people had cans from the corner store, just canned vegetables. I'd be mad as hell. Somebody beat me with some canned tomato soup.
Oh, Lord.
I'd just be angry. That's how I got ran out. They got ran out of town for some canned vegetables.
I can say this. That leads to what I was further saying. It the anxiety is so high just going in the grocery store, stopping to get gas, driving in the car, because you never know just when stuff like that just going to pop off for no reason.
Pop off.
For no reason.
And I do everything in the daytime.
Everybody want to shoot everybody.
Mm-hmm. I do everything in the daytime now. Because I'm not, unless if I need gas, I'm going to have to get that when the sun high up. I want to be aware of all my surroundings at all times. And so, but I'm going to tell you, You never know. But the thing is, again, that this generation, people, again, we need to let you know, the generation behind us, I don't even know what you call them now, what their label is or whatever. Those people right there, let's just take it from middle school teachers. We got middle school kids who 12 who cuss grown people out. So you should know. You should know the 20-year-olds will be even crazier, okay? This is a generation that does not
care about all that life. They about that life.
They say anybody who want it can get it.
They utilize the phrase on site on site was you know, talk a little trash, shove a little bit. No, on site for them mean on site
right now.
No talking
right now. As soon as I see you, it's on. I don't have to explain myself for nothing. As soon as I see you, it's it. So again,
it's different.
Listen, don't get your clock clean because of granddaddy's stories from back in the
1940s. What's the tea? Like,
yeah. Give it to me right here.
God's children. Yep, but they don't do a lot of talking. And I be trying to explain to them, you can't operate like that, because somebody, when you want to fight, somebody that lose the fight, they want to kill you. Nobody wants to.
Real quick, we want to pop in and just give you all some information. I know it's a little early. I know the report cards do. Hold on 1 second. Not report card. Report cards were out, I believe. Our report cards already came out.
Well, they are out. Some parents have access to it on Parent View, but your child definitely have access to it on their student view. So that Parent View still not completely accessible with accurate information for some, not the majority, but some. Seems to be also, more of an issue at some schools than others.
Correct. Also, to remember, even though tomorrow is President's Day, it is still a full school day for Hillsborough County, because remember, we still got to do those makeup hurricane days. So yes, there is school tomorrow. So just wanted to let you all know that as well. And just to put these dates on your calendar, spring break is the week of March 17th to the 21st. So March 17th to the 21st, that is official spring break. And then the end of the third grading quarter is the 28th of March. So really, we are already at the 17th, technically, of tomorrow's the 17th, right? We're already the 17th of February. So, you know, I know for us, we have conference night on Thursday, but it's coming up together real quick. So please be aware of the fact that, you know, the third quarter is going to hit you fast, because right after
spring break, it's a week left.
Right. Yeah, week left, and the quarter will be over. So please pay attention to what you do. And just
the updated calendar, Denise?
I am taking it straight from Hillsborough County website. So that
right, but that's the one that calendar. Says updated something something on the bottom of it.
That's the one that said
good.
That.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, because we want to let the
other one still was kind of out there at one point. That's where people started getting confused about what's going on. But it appears they possibly put the other one down. That's good.
Correct. And so just, you know, parents, and especially for parents of eighth graders, right? And we know for parents of juniors and seniors, you should have handled all this. But if your child is an eighth grader getting ready to go to high school, you need to make sure that they have at least had one conversation with their counselor. Have they secured either their magnet forms, or do they know where they're going? By March, they should have a plan in terms of, they should already know how many credits they need, or whether or not some of them who are taking algebra, things like that, if they have already secured one or two credits. You know, sometimes they get earned some credits in eighth grade, but also, where are they going? What does their transportation look like? What is their, you know, what is their plan? I mean, you can't be coming out into the summer and don't have an idea where you're going to go in just 2 months later. Okay, so just be aware of what you need to do, and ask your children, have they spoken to their counselor yet? Has anybody sat down and talked to them about what's going to happen to them soon as school comes to an end? And that's school going to be coming be over quickly. So it always seems to, when we get to this side of the school year, it seems to fly by real fast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware of that. Just want to be aware of that. Okay.
I totally agree. Okay. And remember, this upcoming, you know, I lost train of thought. Wednesday? No. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is our third week of our Sunshine Education Coalition. We're having conversations around the impact of DEI in public education. Like, We decided to just stay in alignment with that particular topic because it's going to be something that impacts all of us at some point or another. Even if you don't have children, it's still going to impact you somewhere or another. If you, you know, just not even just the state of Florida, just in general, it's going to impact you. Just when we thought that it doesn't impact me, so I'm good. Oh, yeah. It's going to impact you some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it ends up being a new tax, some type of tax. Somebody going to have to pay for something.
Correct.
And it won't be coming out of one person's pocket.
It comes out of the masses. So just pay. And remember, we are the masses.
Okay? Right.
Just
whether you
be aware of that.
In the middle or poor, you still going to share those taxes. Regardless.
Exactly.
Okay, look, there's no discrimination in that. None.
Mm-mm.
Zero.
And just think about where everything comes from. You know, I mean, you have to understand, yes, you have your home or wherever you are, but the infrastructure, where the whole infrastructure is, like, all right, where is this coming from? Somebody got to be paying for it. So just keep that in mind. That's all we can keep on telling you. Just please keep it in mind that somebody is paying for it. Okay? All right. So what else do you have, April?
That's all we have. You know, we hit it and quit today.
We sure do. Because listen, when we come back, we're going to have plenty more because we want to see what's going on with this environment in the future. So listen, that's all. So we want you to check in with us. Please feel free to check us out on Wednesday. And we will see you very soon. And we'll be signing off for the night.
All right. Y'all have a great week. We'll see you all same time next month. Third Sunday, don't know the date, and I'm on my phone, so I can't give you the date, but we look forward to seeing you all, because again, we are being intentional about being consistent. Y'all have a great week, guys. Bye.
Bye.